I want to live long enough to see my grandchildren grow up.
This is a common reason for people to want to stop smoking. Lots of people become grandparents in their 40s and 50s, and by that point have realised they've been smoking for 20 or 30 years, and that the smoking can be damaging their health. People do die of smoking-related illnesses in their 40s, 50s and early 60s, so wanting to see your grandchildren grow up is a natural thing.
Times are tight, and I've worked out how much I can save if I stop smoking.
Smokers don't realise how much money they're spending on their cigarettes. If you smoke 20 cigarettes a day, you're probably spending £2,000 a year, which is a significant amount of money. Think what you could do with that extra £2,000.
I feel I'm becoming a social outcast because I have to leave my friends and go outside if I want to smoke.
Since smoking was banned in public places in 2007, many people have reported feeling this way. You're standing out in the cold, in the rain, trying to keep your cigarette lit under a tiny umbrella, whilst your friends are in the pub, sat by the fire, nice and warm and cosy. So you're not alone in feeling like a social outcast. Go inside and join the non-smokers.
I realised my smoking could be damaging my child.
It doesn't matter whether you're pregnant and worried about what you're doing to your unborn baby, or looking at that baby once it's born and wondering what breathing in your smoke is doing to them. Everyone knows that babies and young children can be damaged by other people's smoke, and that's an excellent reason to decide to quit. So it doesn't matter what your reason is to stop smoking, whether you want to live longer, feel healthier, look after the health of those around you, have more money to spend, or to be sat by that fire in the pub enjoying your pint. There are many reasons why people want to stop smoking, but it's whatever will work for you.